Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
They had a heavenly perspective. And that's what we as believers need to have here on earth. A heavenly, when difficult times come in our life, they can't take that away. Verse number 35. So because of that, and you know that, verse number 35, cast not away therefore your confidence. Don't give up. Cast not away. Don't throw it away. Hold fast. The thought is this. The reference here is to cowardly soldiers who throw away their shields in the time of battle. When the battle is tough and they're standing there with the shields, they throw it down and they run. That's the thought here. When he says, cast not away therefore your confidence. Don't you quit. We're in a battle. You keep going. I think it was the French Foreign Legion. It's been a while since I heard this. I think it was this, that their motto is this. I think this is right. Y'all can check me out after church. Don't Google it right now. After church, okay? Their motto, I think, was this. If I fall, pick me up. If I stumble, push me on. If I retreat, shoot me. In other words, we're facing this battle. We're not going to quit. And that's what this thought. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. You need to know that you know. Don't let those doubts. Remember, that was a problem with these believers. They had those doubts. That was a problem with the Hebrews in the wilderness. They had the doubts. That was a problem with Adam. Hath God said, verse number 36, for you have need of patience. There's that word again, hupomene. It means endurance. And this patience is built through trials and testings. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. Time won't allow. I wanted to finish this day. But James 1, 2 and 4, you know what that says about trials and testings. Live your patience and make you stronger. Okay, let's move on. You have need of patience. After that, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What promise? He's not talking about salvation. He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about that promise of rewards. Of rewards. And I'm going to throw this in and I'm going to move on. Bridal identity. There's a promise there. I'm going to drop a bombshell when we have some new people here. Not everybody who is saved is going to be in the bride of Christ. I did not say they weren't going to heaven. Everybody who's saved is going to heaven, but not every believer is going to be in the bride of Christ. That has a reference here. Time won't allow that to speak of that, and I know most people won't teach that and believe it, but those who are apostate and went back, and they're not coming back, this is what they're referring to. Are they going to heaven? Absolutely. Are they going to be in the bride? Absolutely not. They'll be in heaven. If you can show me, and I know I got to quit, if you can show me one scripture in the Bible where all saved believers are going to be in the Bible, I will publicly admit that they're right. You're right. No. I can show you many verses where it talks about saved people who lose their reward, who lose that they had. Every saved person has the potential of being in the bride, every one of us. But Paul made this strange statement. He, in 1 Corinthians, he said, I have fear for you. I've espoused you as a chaste virgin to the Lord, but I have fear for you. Why is Paul fearing for these believers at Corinth? Not that they're going to lose their salvation. They've been chaste as a virgin, as a bride, but he had fear they're going to lose that relationship because of their carnality. Remember, he called them in chapter number 3, you're a bunch of carnal, you're babes. You're still in the bottle. Okay, that has a reference to here, that you might receive the promise. And then verse number 30, I got to close with this. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, speaking of Jesus, will come. And all God's people said, and he will not tarry. I was talking to Brother Archie yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about the imminent return of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ will come at any moment. He can come today. He can come now. If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before. Okay. Anyway, People say, well, if the Lord tarries his coming. You ever heard that? If the Lord tarries his coming, I'll do if the Lord tarries his coming. I'm telling you now, the Lord, God has a calendar. I don't know the date because I told Archie, God has not allowed me to look on his calendar. A lot of men would put a calendar out there so the Lord's coming on this day or this day or this day. No, I do know he will come and he will not tarry. There's a certain day he's coming. I don't know when it is, but anyway, I need to move. Let me finish it and I'll be done. But now the just shall live by faith, and I got. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them. Let me just read this without any comment, and I'll be done, because I got 2 minutes. The just shall live by faith. This verse is taken from Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 4. It's also in Romans chapter 1, verse number 17, and Galatians 3:11. You've heard this through this Old Testament, New Testament. The just shall live by faith. In Romans chapter number 1, verse number 17, it emphasizes the just, the just. Paul emphasizes that part of that, the just. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 11, Paul emphasizes shall live, the just shall live. And then here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 28, it emphasizes by faith, because in chapter number 11 is that great chapter of faith. I wanted to explain that and time won't allow it, but I hope you get the point. The just shall live by faith. It's emphasized that the meaning in Romans is the just, in Galatians shall live, in Hebrews by faith. I hope y'all got that little tidbit of information. Pretty good. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're not just saved from our sin by faith. We must also live by faith. And if any man draw back, the word draw back means to take in the sale. They're no longer selling on with the Lord. They take in their sales. What that means, to draw back, to withdraw, and to go back to reversionism. This is believers. These are believers. He says, I will have no pleasure in them. In other words, not pleasing. There's a lot of people who's going to make it to heaven, and the Lord's not going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Remember in 1 Corinthians, that our works will be tried by fire, wood, hay, stubble, gold, silver. And there's going to be some that saved, yet so as by fire. They have nothing to give to the Lord because their life was a ruin and wasted. And that's where this comes from. We are not of them. In verse number 3, we're not like them. This goes back. Then it says, them who draw back unto perdition. The word perdition is translated, is defined in different ways. But here it literally means utter ruin and destruction. It's a wasted life. What could have been for Christ, it's been wasted. I'm not talking about losing your salvation, but what they could have achieved for Christ, they went back. And that's what that word perdition means here, a wasted life. They went back to their old ways. But to them that believe, to the saving of the soul, the saving of the soul is the opposite of waste. To live by faith is to walk with Christ and obey his word. There are many believers walking in the wilderness of waste today. Unbelief, many believers who are living a life of waste. Wasted years. Y'all remember that song? Yeah. Oh, how foolish. Waste and destruction. And he's not talking about unbelievers. He's talking about a wasted life. But of them that live by faith and go on for God, there's great victory and great reward ahead. Next week, we begin Hebrews chapter number 11, that great hall of fame of faith. Hope you join us for that, okay? Our Father, we thank you for your word.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us. That's this Sunday, October 15th through Wednesday, October 18th. Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.